So again, Kirtamlin, we're going to place, it says, Daka, Matamlin, what's the Pesach going to say, Daka for, about his Keteris of Yom Kippur? For Loi Kvanem, the Pesach already said, B'shechachta Mimenu, Hodek, you should pound it down very thin. He's Matamlin, Medaka, Kvei Shepay Daka, Medaka, she's very small, she points down to very small particles. Oh, Mama, what would you say before, Kishu Sheikhik, when he used to grind it down, when he was beating it, they would say hativ hodek, hodek hativ, like well pounded, pounded well. So Misan Rabbi Yechon, the proof of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon used to say, that kishem shadi beral liyayin, just like speech is bad for wine, you should not talk when they're making the wine or pouring the wine, is kain hadi beyafel b'samim. Mashenke for the b'samim, here dibur is good. Because while you're preparing the wine, it's no good to talk. Mashenke by the keteris, while you're preparing the keteris, here it's good, it makes it smell better. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Yud Alef Samamonim, Nemelo Lemeshe B'Sinai. There are 11 different types of spices that was said to Moshe B'Sinai. Amar Afunas says, Micro, where's the posik? As it brought down before the cheshbon of the Yud Alef Samonim, Rashi Yudam brought down before it. It's Sori, Tzipor, and Chavon, Ovoino, Mork, Tzir, Shabbos, Neva, Kakon. So we had them before. So how do we know them? Samor says, Aloch, is it Sedla Moshe Mishinai? Some Mephun of Unis says, Micro, where's the Posik? So the Posik says, Kach Lucho, the Posik in Shemois that says, Kach Lucho, Samim, take spices. So Samim is Loshen and Trey. It means at least two. Then the Pesach says, Notof u Shechelis v'chelbeno, that's another three. So together, Chamisha, that's five. Then the Pesach says again, Samim. So we darshan now, the Moshe says, V'samim means Achrini, another five spices. Is Achrini Chamisha, that's another five spices. Comes out together, who are sour together with ten spices. Then the Pesach says, Ulevoyna Zaka, which is Chad, another spice. So comes out to a chad sorry, that's why I know there are 11 spices. Now the more is the question, V'yema, why don't I say better, Samim the first Samim at the klal? Then when the Pesach says, Nota for Shechelis v'chelbenom, that's a prat, mashmoni these three. Then it says the word Samim again, is chazo klal, let it be considered a klal, a prat, a klal. And then the locker is, the yatadana, the kena prat, kena not like the prat. And say like this, Ma prat mafurish dover shekitav yolav reicha noidav. Just like the prat is something that you burn, the yoyla is something that shekitav yoyla means it's smoke and it goes upwards. The reicha noidav and its smell also comes up. Is af kol dover shekitav yolav. Anything else that you that when you burn it, the smoke comes up. The reicha noidav and the smell also comes upwards. The Mor says, the Chitam, if you tell me like this, in Kenev Sel, Nichtav Kura Chat Prota, the third Joshua wrote just one prat, one type of spice. Why does I have to write all three of them for? The Mor says, Lai Mitzvah Tzrich, you know, we need all three of them. The cost of not, if we just wrote the word Notav, how would I have thought to say, Min Ilanim? Only a spice, a sap that comes out from the tree. Ava Gedule Karkalei, something that some grows off the ground like leaves, no. Mishimochi, therefore, Kosov, Ushechelis. Now, the Kosov, Ushechelis, Havimin, I would have thought to say, Gedule Karkin, something that grows off the ground like grass, yes. Havimin, Ilan Loi, something like a tree, no. Mishimochi, therefore, Kosov, Notaf. That's the word Notaf also. The Chelbin, what do we need the word the Chelbin for? The Guf also. The Vnesha Rechelak, because really Chelbin doesn't smell so sweet, it smells bad. So, therefore, I need these three protein. So still the question is, maybe it's only a klal of a klal of prat a klal. How do I know to say it's a rebuild of 11 different samonim? So mas im kem and so, kach lucho nafkalei. In other words, if it's just a pshat is a klal of prat a klal, from the beginning of the pasuk when it says kach lucho, that could have been the general klal. So I have to have an extra word samonim for. So it's masim, it's not stam a klal of prat a klal, but rather it's a new type of a rebuild here. But the more we aim, why don't I say Samon and Basway train? Okay, good. You tell me now the Ribuyim. So the first Samon, Sam means two. Then you have a Cheshbon of three, so that's five. and it says the word Samim a second time. So how do you know to say the second word Samim means another five? Maybe it only means another two? And you only come out then to have eight Samonim. For the more of a Yom, Samonim Basroi, Shurein Ninum. So maybe the second word Samonim only means two? Ninu, Kisamonim Kadmo, just as the first word Samonim means two. How do you know to say the second word means five? Maybe the second one means just like the first one, only two. Kurimon came and so, Nichtiv Samim Samim Bagaber. Only meant to say two and two, they should have written the two words together. We save Nichtiv and then write, not of Ishkes Vechobino. So since it divides it up in between, means tell us the first one is two, then you have three, that's five. Then the second time it says Samonim means another five. That's how we have ten. And the last one, Uvayna Zakom, that's the 11th. Now the Gemara says, the very Rabbi Yishmael Tani, he learned like this, that Samim is like a klal, not of Shcheles V'chol B'nas HaPrat. Samim again is a chozer, a klal. So it comes out now, it's a klal, a prat, a klal. And therefore you have to ben a lekein a prat, there are only spices like these three pratim. That ma prat, just like these pratim, is mefurish devil, shekit of yellow, when you burn it, the smoke goes up. For reichoy neidof, and it smells. Is af kol davar shekit of yelav reicha meidav. For the more, I ain't even made it not that way. El a klau, bechlau rishain, uprat beprat rishain. So the more exactly to explain what this means. As I ain't made it not that way, el a klau rishain, and the prat is also beprat rishain. So more says, no, amato. Lav, no. Ha'in lecho lecho ledo, b'loshan achun, el a b'loshan rishain. Don't learn the Lashon Achun, but rather learn the Lashon Rishon. Now, on my mind, what would you say? Oh, you ain't maybe not that way. El a klal b'klal Rishon. The klal is in the first klal. Or prat b'frat Rishon. So, Moritz back, no, ma to lav, you can't say it that way. Ha'in lecho ledo, nele, ha'in lecho ledo. So, Moritz says, my kushya, what was the question? What kind of question is this to make the klal and the prat in the klal Rishon? So, Moritz says, okay, kukash, this is what the Gemara means to ask. Maybe Samim Basroi Trey. The second time it says the word Samim Taka means two. Ki Samim Kadmoy. The first word Samona means two, train. Ki Samim Kadmoy train. Hoda Vishoni. Then it was not Kudashnini, like we answered no. Then came a vast up shot that the second word Samona also only means two. Then came a so, Nichtav Kura Samim Samim should have wrote these two words one next to another. And then say, now, in my prat, the prat rishon, so what does it mean to say prat rishon? No kakashalei. That is, here's the question. Mine ilonais yalfin minotav. Any type of spices of trees learn out from notav. Ogdule kako yalfin mishicholos. Things that grow out of the ground learn out from mishicholos. As if the question was, vilufin namin milavayna zaka. One of them also from Levina Zaka, where it says at the end, the Yaisi Bechad Sad, it comes from one side, the Naisi Lana like this, Dava Sharecha Nadif, something that smells. Viata P, Shane, Kaip Tavil, even though the smoke does not come up. Maybe that's also enough to have a dim spice on it. As long as it smells, it doesn't have to have the smoke come up. Hard Roman, then the Gemara says that no. In Kenya, without reading the Pshat, the Lana like a Prat from the Prat Basra like, is Nichtav Kura, the person should have been written, Nichtav Kura, Lelevena Zaka B'mitzvah in the middle. But tell us we don't learn out from it. So since he writes it at the end, the Mashmi do not learn out from this. So Moses says, no, because Lelevena Zaka B'mitzvah, who would have written this spice? Lelevena Zaka in the middle, heaven trained also. Then there would have been 12. Because then you would have the first Samonim is 2 and then 4, that's 6. Then another Samonim is 12. So the reason why Torah doesn't put it in the middle, because we don't want to have 12, we only want to have 11. If it would have been in the middle, you would have Dashim then 12. So Moses says, and came and so, Nichtav Kru, what the Torah write, Levrayna Zaka B'mitzvah in the middle. Fi ha Levrayna L'psev, Enechnami, take one out and put that at the end. So still you have first 5, then another Samonim, another 5 is 10, and then the 11th one. So Koponim, since the Torah doesn't put it this way, that's the way we do not use Levrayna Zaka for one of the Protim like, and therefore the Protim has to only be like these middle three, that the smell comes up, and the smoke comes up. where Shlokes Shlomo Shlokes says Migufa, learning out from it itself. Ma Loshin Ketoros, what's the Loshin of Ketoros? It means Dover Shekoit to be on something that the smoke comes, and when you burn it, the smoke comes up. So you can't tell me something that the smoke does not rise. Omer Rav Chon and Bar Bizno, Omer Shimin Chafido, Kol Tainus Shein Boi, Yipesha Yisrael and Tainus. Anytime you have a Tainus that's not from Pesha Yisrael, means people are not doing Tshuva, that's not called a Tainus. And what's the proof? Sharei chelbuna reichera. Chelbuna is one spice that really smells good. When mona akosivim some make kateros and kateros still puts in the middle of some kateros that to teach us, even the dead ones also should be part of the good ones also. Abayi Ramabayi says mehocho v'yagudosoi aleretz yisoda. Rashi says that mashmas shekulim via everybody together all then aleretz yosta. Now it says the Mishnah, the Yasach, the Shem and the Mishra, if you take the special oil that used to anoint the Kohen within the Beis Hamikdash, and you smear it, you rub it on your body, so you chayav koros. Tana Rabbanan like this, Haseich, the Shem and the Mishra, somebody smears the Shem and the Mishra, Nebeim, they smear it on animals, or else the Kohen on Kohen, he's Peter. It has to be Aidei Odom, and not Aidei Beim or Kohen. What about the other Kohen, he smears it on a Goy? On the mace or on a mace is also potter. So Mazibishtha must very well understand the hymn of the kelm that you potted. So the Pesach says, Al Bisar Odom lo Yisav, you should not anoint it on the Bisar of an Odom. Mash Medaf ben Odom is the Avera, not on the hymn of the kelm. Or the hymn of the kelm, love Odom, who? It's very good. Mace and Nami potter, understand why if you rub it on a mace, you potter. The even the mist lay mist. Mace Mikri, once a person dies, it's called a mace. For love, Adam, it's not called a person anymore. Ela, but Adikachavim, a goi, am I potter? Why, if you take this Shemin HaMishram and rub it on a goi, are you potter? For Adam, they're also called an Adam. So Mora says, Laya, no. The Pasuk says, the Eten Tseini Tseina Risei. Adam Atem, Nos Mashma Atem Krim Adam. Only a Jew is called a person. But the aim of the Chavim Kriyim Adam, a Goy is not called an Adam. For the Moray Vaksiv, it says, the Nefesh Adam, Shisha, said that there are 16,000 people there, and they were going amongst them. Or Malay said over there, the Pesach means to say was just, Haru La'afuki Be'ema, just means there are 16 men and not animals, but not real to call them an Adam. For the Moray Vaksiv, the Pesach says, Vani Le Echos Aninvei, Shunti Adachmonis Aninvei, it says about Adam over there. Mahula Fuke also behemoth, calls them Adam just as not animals, but we don't have the Khshivas of an Adam. The Bosom Lothar Takarim to you is Kiriktoni Tona Kamad Blesser, Tamil in the front of the Blesser. That calls Sheyeshnai Besach, whoever's Bechavia Veyam Sach of rubbing is Yeshna Mabal Yisach. He's also over the Veyam not to rub somebody else, but the Cholshayna Besach like a Goy. That's not in the Aveir himself to rub it on himself. His Zayn and Abai Yisrael is not Aveir rubbing it onto a Goy. So if a Jew rubs it on a Goy, that's why he's put. It could be really a Goy, maybe he's called Adam, but there's no Issa, since the Goy by himself has no Issa, therefore a Jew to rub it on a Goy also has no Issa. Tanyidach went another place like this. Tanyidach, Hasech B'Shemin HaMishcha, Lebehema V'Kelim, Le'azikachavim U'Meisim Potter. If you rub from the Shem and the Mishkan on the Behemo or Kalim or Goy or Mason Potter, Leblochim Lekahanim, what about if you rub it on a king or on a Kohen? So Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Potter, and Meir is still Yechayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda is not your Potter from Chorus. Now also, Vekama Yisach Yechad, how much do you have to rub a Mechayiv? So Rabbi Meir Reimel Koshu, any little bit that you rub from the Shem and the Mishkan, Yechayiv Chorus. We have you do Omer Kizayis. No, you have to rub at least the amount of a Kizayis. I have Omer of you, the beauty says Potter. I have you, the says if you rub it on the Molochim and the Kanan, you Potter. And the Gemara key Potter of you, the God of Molochim and the Kanan. Only if you smear the Shem and the Mishkan on a Melech or on a Kayin, there he holds you Potter. But God, the head yet Mechai, but a regular Jew, if you smear, you rub from the Shem and the Mishkan on your body, he also holds you Chayiv. And how much are you Chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds now, the first machlekes were made of you to the mighty gross machlekes over there, where we have to have by a melech or a kohen, are you chayiv or not? Some Rabbi Yossi says something like this. Some Rabbi Yossi. For all pleading, they argue in this. So that's one pasuk. Uksiv it says by Shayitin and Nemu Elzar that Masich or Koshu, just like a Sikh is a little bit of Nesina Koshu. So Nesina put on somebody else, Sikhad even a Koshu. If you discover now Yafina Nesina the Alzar, the Nesina the Alma, that Ma Nesina the Alma Kazai, just like a Nesina all over, always means the Kazayas. Rashi says the Gaminin Minesina Vidiv. The Venosam Lakonas Akodish, the Siv Beachilo. So you run out from the sin of the Yam, which is a Kazayis. Is after the sin of the Azarudin, if you put from the Shemin HaMishcha on another Zad, that Shechayiv is also the Kazayis. Avol Sicha LeMimshach Molochim Kanim Tevihako Koshu. But that the amount of Sicha that you need when you want to be MeMamshach, a Kayin, or a Melech, everybody agrees, oh, you have to have just a Koshu. Here you not have to have a Kazayis. So that's the machlokes over here, if bechlal this iser of taking yisach al adam, of taking the yain, of taking the shemen mishra and pouring it and shmir on your body, whether you're achayiv even with a kosher or dafni the kazayis, that's this machlokes, where do we learn out the iser from? The yom rabbi yosef, yosef said, that's the first machlokes, the my plig of rabbi rabbi yudu gabi melochim tekanim, so it's like this, rabbi meir said, v'ar shayitem imenu azaksiv, the will of the Aver, if you take the Shemin and pour it onto a Zar. Or Melech V'Koyin, Hash the Zar Ninu, and then Echlami, Melech V'Koyin right now is also called the Zar. In other words, after they made the first anointment that they did the Shem Mitzvah, now if you do it a second time, it's not a Mitzvah anymore. So that anointment right now is called the same thing on a Zar, and therefore Yechayiv. That's John Ramea. But Rabbi Yudis Sovar, Bino na di'iko zar mitchilosu v'yatzoifei. There's only the aver if you put it upon somebody that was a zar from the beginning until the end. And therefore, melech v'koyin mikol av zar and heavy. That there was a time when there was a mitzvah to put the Shemin HaMishcha upon a melech or upon the koyin. So therefore, since there was one time there was a mitzvah, and then not city the zar. And therefore, you put it on them even later, that's a beauty sheet that you put them. Omer Avika, Bered Ravami, Vios, Latamayu. Both of you to remain, both goes according to their own time. Titanic, because we learn like this. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.